Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Rob, I feel like today I've been put in a position to defend a lot of things. I don't know why it's bothering me, and I don't even listen to this person's music, but I don't know why we're treating Bad Bunny like he's some fledgling up-and-coming artist. I don't know why we're doing this. Like, it's fine if you don't listen to his music. I don't listen to his music. But I don't know why we're acting like Bad Bunny's not popular. It's just very weird to me how the internet is acting today, how the text line is acting. Very odd to me. Very, very odd. Coming up in a little bit, we are going to be joined by Mitch Holthus. Mitch Holthus seems like somebody that loves Bad Bunny. We'll talk to him about that coming up in just a little bit. Now, I've been looking forward to this segment all day because I'm happy with the way that Sunday Night Football ended yesterday. In fact, I am thrilled with the way that Sunday Night Football ended. And this is why. I sat here and had to listen to everybody tell me how unfair the overtime rules were. And it's not fair. Both teams have to get the ball. I mean, it got decided by a coin flip. We didn't even have a chance. Okay, all right. So let's give both teams the ball. Let's just, here, both teams get the ball. Both teams got the ball. Both teams had an equal and fair chance to try to go win the game. Neither team won the game. The game ended. Oh, well, we can't have ties. What's happening here? The game has to end at some point. That's what happened on Sunday Night Football. I want to tell you something, and I know you're going to disagree because it is in your nature to disagree, but you know what I am saying is fact. There is no possible way. I mean, it is impossible to create a football overtime that we all like, that is fair, that is not hokey, and also doesn't jeopardize the health and safety of the people participating in the overtime. There is not a single one. So maybe you love the college football playoff, and sure, it's fun. Well, it gets really goofy at the end of it now. At the end of the second overtime, they make both teams now go for two-point conversion, and then they turn it into a two-point conversion off, which is dumb, which is incredibly silly. In the NFL, I didn't mind the way that we just had it before. Now, I understand the old way where you could just win on a kick. I understand that point, but people didn't like that way. They didn't like, hey, we flip a coin, the first team to score, they win the game. All right, fine. Then we had another way where, well, if you score a touchdown, that ends the game. A team scored a touchdown. Then people were mad that that wasn't fair. Well, how can you do that? I mean, what are you talking about? Your defense gave up a touchdown. We've been playing for 66 minutes. You lost. Good day. But no, it has to be fair. So, yeah, we gave them fair. Both teams had the ball. They had 70 minutes. No team won the game. They both go home. You get a tie. I'm happy with that. I mean, I've offered up my suggestion for the overtime. They don't want to listen to me. This is how I would do the NFL overtime in the regular season. 15 minutes or first to 6 points. That's it. So if you give up a touchdown or a safety, that's the way I do it. The game, it's first to six. If you give up a safety or 15 minutes expires, that is the end of the game. That feels fair to me. That's not the rules that they have. But both teams know the rules. Both teams get an equal chance. Everything is fair. Nobody can say that the rules are rigged in one way or the other. It's not decided by a coin flip, even though it was really decided by your defense that gave up a touchdown. This is the overtime that everybody wants. So I don't want to hear anybody mad that the game ends in a tie. Because then if they tried to fix that, you would then call that hokey. Like if they turned it into a kickoff at the end and they just let the field goal kickers decide, you would hate that too. There's nothing that we can do to make everybody happy. So accept what you got.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I mean this as seriously as any. I mean anything. I don't mind ties. I would be fine if they eliminated overtime in the regular season and just went straight to a tie. I'm with you in overtime of a playoff game. I want it to be fair. I want it to be equitable. I want it to be, hey, we just played 60 minutes. We get an extra 10 or 15 more. I'm with you in the divisional round, the wild card round, the AFC and NFC title game, the Super Bowl. I'm 100% on board. But it just feels like it doesn't happen all that often. It's okay to end a game in a tie. It is not that big of a deal. People love to panic and scream and shout on social media about how it's just a disaster and blah, 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 blah. A tie is fine. The Packers are better off today because they tied. The Cowboys are better off today because they tied. I think the system we have now is fine. And if we were to even refine it and say, hey, regular season games sometimes going to end in a tie, and we don't have overtime, maybe that would incentivize people to be more aggressive at the end of regulation. But people act like a tie is some terrible thing. It's not that bad at all. I watch a lot of soccer. It happens. It's life. There are different ways to tie. Sometimes you hate, like, we should have won that one. Sometimes you feel like you stole one out of the fire. But a tie is not that bad of a deal. Someone said, just keep playing until you have a winner. Ties are lame. That just doesn't seem like a way to decide a regular season football game. It just doesn't seem like that. I hate the college overtime. If you like the college overtime, that's fine. I think it becomes really, really goofy.
Fast. It gets goofy fast.
It's silly. I didn't like it when it was a 7 overtime game. I also don't like it when now we're just doing 2. They even walked down to the, like, what are we doing here? Like, we can't do it where, like, I understand wind and all that kind of stuff. So, what you're telling me, like, the offense can't just go for 2-point conversion facing it this way. The other team's offense comes, we could do it the exact same way. No, we got to go down to the other. It's just, it's dumb. It's dumb. I know you want it to be like football or basketball's overtime. Basketball's a very different game. Yeah, play 5 more minutes. Play 5 more minutes. Sure, you want it to be like baseball. Here, we'll just play an extra inning. Whoever has the most runs at the end of that inning, they win the game. That's not the way that football works for a lot of different reasons. So I just acknowledge that we're all not going to be happy with the way that they do the overtime. Some of you like the overtime. Some of you don't like the overtime. It really comes down to, can you live with ties in the regular season? Can you live with ties? I can live with the tie in the regular season. It's fine. You had ample time to win the game. Both of these teams yesterday had more than enough of an opportunity to win the game. If either one of them could get any kind of stop on defense, we wouldn't be having this conversation. The real talk today doesn't need to be about ties. It needs to be about how the Packers hoodwinked us. Because in back-to-back weeks, you lost to the Browns and tied the Cowboys. You're not a legitimate Super Bowl contending team. You can't be. It's impossible for you to be right now. You might can get there. But if you just gave up 40 points to the Cowboys offense and then you lost to the Browns, stop it. You'll never fool me. I'm serious. You'll never fool me. A lot of tomfoolery went on this past week in the National Football League.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.